there was a fire in McGarrigle's pub this morning or this afternoon. We got alerted to it at 22 minutes past 12, and we arrived down there then at 28 minutes past. Numerous calls came into the fire station, and an awful lot of calls went to 999 as well. So we had two units of the brigade at it, Sligo and Ballymote. We had the hydraulic platform in attendance just to give us an overall view and to help us get into the roof. The fire started on the first floor. It was well alight when we got there, and a lot of smoke on the streets, and it kind of got into neighbouring buildings as well. We had it under control in about 20 minutes and had the building searched and cleared at that stage as well.
And was there anybody in the building at the time?
No, well, the information that came to us was that there was persons reported inside in the building. So that creates a certain amount of precedence and for us. But like I said, we had the building searched within about 20 minutes in the knowledge that there might be somebody in there. But it was clear. No, it was clear.
And do you know at this point, obviously it's too early, but the source of the fire, it certainly started on the first floor, you said?
First floor, yeah. There was no fire damage down on the ground floor. It started on the first floor. The cause of it, I'm afraid, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. So, yeah, a lot of damage done, smoke damage done to the building, a lot of water damage done from putting the fire out. We had to take the roof off a portion of it just to make sure that we got all the voids and there was nothing burning in the voids. And a bit of smoke in the neighbouring buildings as well, phone shop next door, and a bit of smoke went into Tesco. Tesco was evacuated for about half an hour, and we used positive pressure fans then to clear a small bit of smoke out of the mall.